music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Adams is on. As we're back, folks, we're going to take more calls since we do have quite a bit of feedback, and a lot of people have a lot to say about what we've been talking about in the first hour. In case you haven't listened, obviously we've been talking about the major event of the world that was not reported in much of the corrupt media here in this country, although it was somewhat in Europe, but not here, and that was what's been going on lately, what's been happening of major significance in Jerusalem and the Dome of the Rock and the fires that have been set there and the Israeli response to it. Now, this is all very prophetic, folks. This is a very hair-curling for people who now are beginning to see that the Bible is right on, 100% true. When God says something, you better listen, because it's going to happen the way he says it's going to happen and when it's going to happen. These people are going to be toast to these people who say something that is not true, and they claim they are somebody they are not. So, you know, God doesn't like imposters, and that's why he hated Satan from that age. You know, he knew Satan was a liar and a fraud, and now he's sentenced to death, to destruction. And unfortunately, he's going to take quite a few with him in the end, I fear. I certainly don't want to see that. God doesn't want to see it. He says so. He says, you know, that all souls, you know, are created ultimately by him, directly, indirectly, and, you know, he doesn't sentence the soul to death. In the end, the soul sentences itself, or the person will be responsible for his or her own plight. If they want to go with Satan, they want to live it up with him, let them live in flames and experience a real fiery furnace. Okay, 800-313-9443. I'm told the lines are full. Okay, so let's go right back to the phones, and we have, I believe, first Pat and then Frank and others. Okay, Pat, come right up in Texas.
Hi, I'm glad you acknowledged, you know, Good Friday yesterday, because Jesus said to celebrate his death, not his anything else. So who does that? Nobody, hardly. Maybe Lent in prison or something, you know, modern, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we should be celebrating his death, because I was just playing that song when he was on the cross. I was on his mind. You know that song? It's very good. It's on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Words.
Yeah.
And,
well,
and that's true.
Burial and resurrection, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Glad to
continue.
Well, I was just fixing to listen to Stephen DeNoon, Israel News Live, saying there were some irregularities in the election, you know, of Netanyahu. But mm-hmm. I was kind of surprised, because, you know, how Tel Aviv is. They had the first gay pride parade, and it's huge, like 250,000 last year, I believe. And the gays say that that's the most accepting place of them in the world, really. And it's got beaches, everything they want, you know. But they do want to be married, and Netanyahu won't let them. Israel, the government, Jerusalem type people don't want them to be married. And so I think that those people boycotting Israel, they were mainly trying to boycott the parade, because they figured that brought a lot of money to Israel. And they did stop the parade, I understand. That's just not exactly Palestinians. They're just Israelis, other Israelis. They're Palestinian people who are Israeli citizens, right? There's just a mixture of people who were mad, and that's what I thought that boycotting was about. And I forgot what you said.
It's more than that, Pat. Okay, it's a lot more than that, and obviously, some people are consistent in their opposition to the human rights issues and the violation of international law. So that's the reason is that Israel says, the Jews, the Kenites say that we should be immune from criticism, essentially. They say that we are above that. We are more special. We are more important. We are more of everything than anybody else. And therefore, we should be given the ultimate in cutting slack. And that's what they say. And that, in turn, is obviously, creating a cauldron of opposition from anybody of goodwill. People of all races and nationalities find that to be an opprobrium. They find that to be anathema. They find that to be total and complete repulsion of all that is normal and decent and good, you know? So, it is a racial system of Satanism, of demonism, and what Satan has always done. He's always accused God of making him what he's become. So we have to remember that he is the accuser, he is the falsifier, and he is the lawless one. And he has children on the earth, and there they are. Thank you for the call, Pat. I appreciate your thoughts. I want to move on now to Frank in North Carolina, I believe. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Rick.
Yes, good to hear you.
Yeah, you were right, I think. Looks like it's all coming out now. They're to use a football term, they're gaining more yardage. The usual suspects are gaining more yardage on the playing field than they probably could have with someone that we would have more easily recognized as our enemy.
You'd be more specific.
I mean, they're just getting whatever they want. I think this Mueller report, I think really it seems to be a cover story. It seems to be it's like a given excuse why Trump can't get anything done, because, you know, his supporters think, well, once we get over this Mueller report, then his hands will be untied politically, and, you know, he'll get the support he needs and all of this. Well, and then a month goes by or a year goes by, and then 4 years goes by, and you realize, you know what, he hadn't done anything he said he was going to do. With regards
to
the...
He has done something. No, he has kept his promises, not to us, but to his Israeli boss.
He keeps all of his promises to his Israeli bosses. And I don't know if you're aware of this article by Ann Coulter, where she's basically saying, pointing out there was this meeting in 2016 involving Jared Kushner in front of some Jewish group. And he said, look, you know, they're like, well, what about, you know, we want to flood America with as many illegal non-whites as possible. And he said, don't worry about it. He said, Trump, he's saying that, but he's really not going to do anything. Trust me. Right. He said, I know nothing's going to be done about it. I really think we have really been deceived. The Trump supporters have really been deceived beyond what a lot of them are ever going to be willing to admit. And you were right. You were right all along.
Well, you know, let me tell you, Frank, you know, I'm not a finger pointer, and I'm not a proud one, says I told you so. All I am is somebody who can tell you that I have seen in my lifetime for 45 years the same process repeated over and over and over again, the same deception and the same people being led to the slaughter. Our people are very gullible and naive, and they can be manipulated by those in control of the media. When you understand who's in control, and you know who these Kenites are, you know from the book of Genesis what their role is, and how they have to deceive the world in order to galvanize power and take America down, then you'll understand. You'll understand the M.O. And no, Trump has to be what they want him to be. Otherwise, he would be gone. And that is, he never would have been in the White House to begin with. So remember that. George Wallace said it in 1972 and 73. He said that Tweedledee and Tweedledum, there isn't a dime's worth of difference between them. And what happened to him? You know what happened to him. Four bullets in Laurel, Maryland. And that was real, because they couldn't shut him up or buy him out. So Trump obviously is in the other camp, isn't he?
More hope and change. All right, Rick.
Well, you know, okay, thanks for your call. Like I said, our people are good people. They're well-intentioned. Their heart's in the right place. Unfortunately, their heads are not. And these evil ones, the filthy ones, the godless ones, they know how to twist and turn and manipulate and how to turn the dial and fine-tune that fork, you know, that tuning fork, in order to get the intended response from the goy. And I know. See, that's why I'm such a threat to them. They don't frighten me. I frighten them because I use God's word to attack them. I didn't say I was perfect. I didn't say I had it all down. I never do. I'm just saying when I give them the word of God right in their faces, they are frightened to death. They don't know what to do. They've tried different attempts on me. They've tried it over the years to take me out, and they have failed because they don't know. They're not dealing with me. They're dealing with one who's using me and my voice and my talents just to be able to help people understand what God has shown me, okay? I think it's obvious. We've been deceived all through the 20th century, the 19th century. We've been deceived in war after war after war after war, and even by the people we thought were supposed to be speaking out against them. And, you know, we think of Hitler and people like that, and yet we find out critical mistakes, if you will, certain strategic blunders were made in order to give the enemies of Germany every opportunity to destroy Germany. So remember, the people of Germany, like the people of Britain, the people of America, Austria, all throughout them, were cattle cow to be killed off by these Keenites, killing each other, and the bankster gangsters, the criminal, evil, satanic Keenites, the seed line of Satan, laughing all the way to the bank. Boy, we got them to kill again, huh? And we got them to go to war again, even to fight communism that we created through them, and even to fight against the Iraqi people in the name of Saddam Hussein. Even Christians, even Bible teachers fell for it. Even those who say they are in knowledge of truth, they support the military all the way, and I do not. I never support evil, no matter where it comes from. I will only support the military if it's supporting and defending its constitutional required mandates of defending America, and that we are not doing. And I've said this all along. So wake up. Smell the coffee. It's brewing. All right. I think we can go right back to the phones now. I'm sorry about that. Barb is up next. Hello, Barb. You're up on the program.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Rick.
Yes.
Hi. Yeah, I'm following up with Ann Coulter plus a couple other things. But anyway, Vicki Ward wrote a book called Kushner Incorporated, Greed, Ambition, Corruption. So that should be a very good book for people to read. And, they don't bring Schweitzer on Fox anymore, I heard, because he's digging deep also and coming out with some facts. He wrote Clinton Cash. He was an excellent investigator. But anyway, you know what Ivanka and Jared remind me of? Juan and Evita Perón. They are the Juan and Evita Perón of the 21st century.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right on that, too. You know, and have you, let me ask you, since you're in the region, not too far in Florida, after the parade of people coming forth from the Parkland so-called shoot, have you been reading in any independent local media anything that would contradict what's been told to us about these suicides, so-called?
No.
Nothing different, nothing new than what we've been told, huh?
To learn the truth, you know. I have to get it from Dr. Fetzer. Because, no, the newspaper will not cover it, you know. All they cover is the ceremonies and on and on, you know, that they keep doing in remembrance of the quote-unquote victims of Parkland.
Yes, that's right. That's very true. But, you've been sending a lot of material to me and others as well, and I do appreciate it. I can't always acknowledge it, but I do get quite a bit that helps add to the mix here and what we're seeing. So when you hear something, you definitely send it along to me, and I will take it all under my consideration.
Great. Let me mention one more book, Rick.
Yeah, go ahead.
One more book, Hellstorm by Tom Goodrich, if people want to learn about what was done to Germany.
Yes.
After World War II, Hellstorm.
And the movie. You can get the movie as well, the DVD.
Thank you.
You didn't know that?
Okay.
Yeah, they made the movie
Happy Easter.
A couple of years ago, sure.
Happy Easter, one and all.
Thank you. Yep. You can get the movie, Hellstorm. I've aired it on my television program. And, by the way, we did tape five more programs last week and a half ago, and have to be edited and then hopefully up on the tube. I know Brother Nathaniel has said most of his videos now are being censored or require an ID or being shut down by YouTube. So again, this is what they call free speech as defined by the mafia, by the ADL mob. What is it they fear about the truth? Well, they fear him. That is the truth. I guess Satan is not very happy. His toes are being stepped on. But we're up there. So far, we're still surviving as the deadly experiment. Rick Adams, Uncensored, the deadly experiment on the YouTube channel. We have the new subscribers, by the way, which is nice. And then we have Andrew Carrington Hitchcock and his great interviews. Every weekday, he's doing some great stellar work. Some of the guests he's had on have just been fabulous, and I want to just acknowledge him again, AndrewCarringtonHitchcock.com. All right, we have another call before the break, can we? All right, let's see if we can squeeze in another call, and I think that is Dave in Nevada now. Dave in Nevada. Hello.
Hi, Rick. How you doing?
Hey.
I just have a few observations I wanted to make, just in general, about what you were talking about. And they're kind of telling observations. First of all, I've been calling into RBN for a few years now, and I've been talking about this one small country in Europe and how people do not understand the significance of this one small country. They don't focus on it enough, and this is France. Because I'm a bit of a historian, and the reason why I say this, I don't just focus on United States history. I focus a little bit more on the European history, because Christianity kind of bloomed from there, and then it kind of spread from Europe to the rest of the world. So if people want to understand kind of the history of Christianity, they might want to go back and not just look at the Bible and then skip this whole 1,000 years in between the Bible and now, because there's a whole history in there, and that's Europe. And so all of these things that have been going on in France with the yellow vests and this recent cathedral and this recent cathedral burning, it's kind of it's part of this it's part of prophecy, but I'm not going to go into it too much because it would take too long.
All right, I'll hold you over. We're up on the break now. We'll continue this when we return with Dave. And folks, if you wish to join in, you can, before I veer off a little bit. Rick Adams, Uncensored, 800-313-9443. We'll return.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Salutations, one and all. We're back now, Rick Adams, and we're speaking with Dave from Nevada. Hello, Dave. Come back up.
Okay, so without getting too in depth into it, this is not really a part of a prophecy that most Christians would consider. It's part of a Catholic prophecy if you study it. So this is why people wouldn't. But it's in lineage. In other words, this is a part of the history of Europe and France. France is the center of in a way it's the center of European history, and it's a continuation of the basically what went on with the French Revolution, which was basically the gradual overtaking of the Catholic Church by the Freemasons. And so it's been completed. And what's going on now? If you read any more about the news, there's that there have been over 800 Catholic cathedrals or churches that have been burnt down already. France alone.
How long a period of time, though, Dave?
This is over the last maybe decade.
Oh, okay, this yeah, is, that makes sense.
Yeah, this is not like within 1 year. This is over a long period of time.
Okay,
What's not really understood is just how many Muslims are in France right now. It's 10% of the population, which is insane for a country that's normal, which would be by most considerations it would be considered white European slash Christian or Catholic. That is a very high percentage, regardless of what your opinion is on Islam. That is a very high percentage of some other group that's not from your gene pool.
So how does that relate now? Do you think that somehow the Muslims tie in with all of these fires?
I don't know. What I'm saying is that this is an age old conflict between Catholic forces and what they used to do. The Catholic forces when they had religious wars against the Muslims and other religions.
Yeah.
And so what I'm saying is that this is a historical thing where now they're just allowing certain groups to literally run them over as opposed to taking them on because.
Oh yeah. I mean this is true. I mean what's been happening to Europe has been a total and complete. Destruction from within. It's a war. And who's at the helm there? Who's promoting it is not them in themselves, these particular nations. It's the world Zionist movement that is demanding that the Europeans give in to every single organization, organized religion, organized ethnicity to water them down, to destroy their culture. This is what they do. And I think you can acknowledge that. They've done it to the Catholic Church. They've done it to the Protestant churches. They've taken them over theologically. And now the countries, they're saying you must accept them. And they will not themselves because the Palestinian occupation is an exclusivist state, you see. They will not allow any national status to anybody except those who are certifiably born of a Jewish mother. That's what they say. But they don't want countries in Europe to have it, do they?
And there's another group that's not going to accept them. And this is not very well understood. The Yellow Vests in France will not accept it. And this is not being very widely publicized. And
okay.
And that's why there's they want to paint these guys as terrorists.
Yes.
If you read the French media, they're calling they're terrorists. And there's a movement towards in France towards getting back an old French monarch. One of the claims to the throne is because that's their only chance of the French being able to defeat this problem. And this is not talked about at all because they don't want people to know what the Yellow Vests are really about.
Now, where are you, David, if I may ask? Where are you observing all of this news?
I read I read foreign newspapers and I read French history.
Okay.
And this is why I know I read if you study French monarchy and French history, it's a very small niche subject matter that is not. It's not very well understood because people just ignore it. They think monarchy is dead, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Case in point is England. They have an active monarch in England. Her name is Queen Elizabeth II. But people assume that she's just ceremonial. She's not. She's an active monarch. She's actually the active. She's the queen of the Church of England.
Oh. I understand what you're saying, and you've done a lot of research. I thank you for sharing some of that with us today. We're going to pursue this more now in the days ahead. So call again. I appreciate your call. Thank you. All right, folks, we do have to break, and we will be right back with much more Rick Adams Uncensored.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
That's right. We're back now, folks. Rick Adams Uncensored. And thank you for the email from Murr in Wisconsin. She sent me a few minutes before this point. And yes, she's still alive. She's still well, been without communications links for a time. She's happy about that, she says, but now she's back on, and those of you who listen to us in the chat room and talk about us in the chat room, well, of course, as you know, it's deadlyexperiment.chatango.com. That's the main one, and Murr is talking about the blockbuster proven Michelle Obama and other global elitists have been responsible for the burning of Notre Dame Cathedral and celebrated, what have you. Well, you know, there is, like I said, there is a great deal going on now, which I haven't proven myself or cannot prove myself, but we do have a lot of speculation on the timing of it and the fact that it parallels these other bombings and burnings and so forth. Now, you know, it has been alluded to that Islam now has a key role in these European countries in rapes and violence and so on and so forth. And many of these people who claim to be Islamic are not Islamic, number one, because a true Islamist or a true Muslim would not rape and would not kill and would not do any of these things. If they fact, as a matter of fact, are true Muslims, just as a true Christian would not as well. But there are many who say they are Christian, many who say they are Muslim, many who are brought into the country who are not. They're African tribalists. They're people from various indigenous populations throughout the continent, and they are brought in because they're told they have to bring them in. Otherwise, they are racist, and they are committing crimes against humanity if they don't. Now, Israel proper will bring in many of those people to do the farming, interestingly enough, to do the farming and the harvesting, because the Israelis cannot harvest. They cannot farm and get results. So you didn't know that, probably. Now, that's a fact, that the farmers who are the true Kenites, sons of Cain, who were once tillers of the soil, no longer can till the soil because God will not allow them to reap it. He will not allow them to till the soil productively. So they need others to come and do the land and do the planting and do the harvesting. And then when they're done, they either kill them or just get rid of them or just send them out of the country or just force them to go right back from whence they came. No citizenship, absolutely no chance at becoming a citizen like here in the United States. No anchor babies, none of that. You see, there is a difference. I guess they are different from all other people, aren't they? So they say. And that is the whole issue that will never be discussed anywhere else except these kinds of programs. So I think that needs to be discussed more, folks, than ever before, and we must do that openly. And now we're going to go back to the phone. We have Michael in New York first, and Michael, come on up. I was waiting for your participation.
Thank you, Rick. God bless you, sir. Happy Easter to you and everybody listening. The previous caller, I guess he's not quite clear on the source of all our problems here and in Europe with these what I call third worlders flooding everybody, the Western countries, that is. And so I hope he's still listening, because we know they're admitting, and here's proof that they themselves, the source of all our problems, are admitting what they're up to. Here is the woman, Barbara Lerner Spector, once again telling us what they're doing to us.
Yep. Right.
Jews have an important role to play in a country undergoing profound change.
Uh-huh.
I think there's a resurgence of anti-Semitism because at this point in time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural. And I think we're going to be part of the throes of that transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They are now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. But without that leading role and without that transformation, Europe will not survive.
Amazing.
I've heard that before. Yeah, that's a common refrain from these tolerance people, isn't it?
And it's amazing, where do they get the authority to tell Europe and the United States, of course via, you know, their United Nations organization, but where do they actually get the authority to tell all the European countries, France, Italy, England, Spain, etc., hey, us Jews are going to force you to take all these third worlders and destroy you, and if you don't like it, well, you're not going to survive. So what does that mean, we're not going to survive?
Well, see,
they
would answer in response, they say, we get our authority from God, who is our father, even as Abraham was our father. Don't you believe that?
Right. And so, of course, if they come off with that line, then we say, well, obviously, you know, we are bitter enemies because our cultures are totally different. We're not going to allow the total destruction of our civilization with this invasion force of third worlders. Let them go into the Middle East. Let them go into Israel. But no, the hypocrites, you know, once you confront them with that, then the hypocrites will say, oh, we can't accept that. We're pure. And mm-hmm. so, but there you have it again. And the Queen of England is going along with all of this, obviously, there in Britain. She's not kicking out these Muslims and all these third worlders. She's letting them come right in full force. I remember seeing on a video clip a couple years ago, at least already, where they're protesting the the radical Muslims are protesting in the street how they're going to overthrow all of Britain, all of Britain's theirs, and they're going to get rid of the Queen. And that's a quote. And I'm like, how come the Queen isn't sending out the troops on that one alone and kicking these people out? She doesn't feel threatened.
Hey, you know,
by
here's
that?
The thing, too, Mike. You have to be aware of this, and this is what I'm finding more and more now, is that those who are always giving us in the media a lot of time as being the spokesman of radical Islam and the Muslim people, demanding their rights and so forth. When you see this constantly, remember one thing. It's for your consumption. And the media will put it out there, working in tandem, I believe, with Intel and with the Mossad, to plant certain people as leaders of these groups. And these are the ones who are dressed, you know, this is what they do all the time, master of disguise, right? They dress in clerical garb. They are the imams, you know, they are the excuse me, the leaders of Islam, and they say, we demand our rights and we want to do this and that. And many of them are appointed. See, they're infiltrators. They're Kenites dressed up as what? As everybody else that they demonize. You see what I'm saying? Be aware of that.
Absolutely,
too.
Rick. Sure, they infiltrate and then send in their provocateurs, their saboteurs, dressed as the natives, in this case, Muslims, making it like the Notre Dame, most likely, is by these provocateurs to get us to blame it on the Muslims who they're letting invade all of France and Europe, because we know in their protocols of the learned elders of the homosexual pedophile elders of Zion, Antichrist Zionists, that they want the Christians, the Third World Wars, Christians fighting Muslims. It's right there in their playbook.
That's it. That's
and
right.
Then they'll sit back and let... Right. So they're antagonizing all of that. That is for darn sure. But like the Queen of England, you know, obviously she's not doing anything about it, so she's got her role to play in all what's going on here, over there in Britain regarding this invasion force taking over Britain. But I just wanted to share that, and also I just wanted to ask if you're, you know, I get these letters in the mail from a source that is looking for our Christian brothers to help out with donations to the Israelis over there. I guess they're starving, and they're tired of going to funerals for Jewish people killed by those who hate them. I don't know why anybody would hate these peaceful people. They're only... They're only trying to destroy the whole Western civilization, especially Christianity, any chance they can. But they're looking for donations, and I guess $30 million a day just ain't enough to keep them living well over there. So if anybody yep. wants to contribute, they can call me.
Yeah, all right, I hear you. Okay, you got
it's
the message.
It's hilarious. It's just outrageous, you know?
Well, just
it really is, Rick, but...
Yeah, just keep your eyes on Jerusalem, what's going on right now. You alluded to it a few weeks ago about the animal sacrifices and what's happening there and what they'd like to do to humans as well. And these are diabolical times, and these individuals, these rabbis and so forth, they show no mercy. They believe that they're going to usher in their Messiah with all of these rituals, blood rituals, that are forbidden now by Christ, you see?
I'm glad you mentioned that, Rick, because that's really why I called up to cover that. The fact, again, that they're in the Middle East, they're hell-bent on rebuilding their old temple to get animal sacrifice going again, and that goes to show how primitive they are. Now, when Notre Dame burned up, and clearly a building of that structure, primarily masonry, can go up like that, you know there's incendiaries in place. There's no other way that can happen. And there's nobody around to put out a small fire. I mean, if it was just an electrical short somewhere in the wiring under construction, and yet there's nobody around to quickly put out a small fire before it consumes a huge structure like that, that none of that adds up at all. But
it sort of reminds you of the Twin Towers fires, doesn't it, in a way?
It sure does. I think that's a good point right there, too. And it's an inside job all the way. And while right after that incident there with Notre Dame, in the New York Times it was, some clearly Zionist writes an article that, well, you know, the new building, the new Notre Dame should be built in a way to reflect modern times and a universal religion, not this Christianity stuff.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So there you have a primitive telling us our Christianity is passé, but these guys want to go back to 3,000 years ago when they and back to animal sacrifice when they get their religion going.
that's the religion of Antichrist. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Exactly.
Okay, gotta go, Mike. Thank you for your call.
Thank you, Rick. God bless, sir.
You said it all. That's plenty. Okay, let's move on now to Joe. Joe Church. Hello. Welcome up.
How are you, Rick?
Good. How are you, Joe?
Very good. I'd like to read
Excellent.
A couple of scriptures, if I might.
You might.
I'd like to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. You see, Jesus is our Passover for one and all times. So let's celebrate the Christian Passover for one and all times. Now, what this entails is, the Passover was so that the death angel passed over in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the right. same true with Christ. The water was changed into wine, and the wine was taken, which is the word of God, for the protection against the death angel coming over you, your family, and your home.
Mm-hmm.
So that death angel had to pass over. And I think with these upcoming times that we're going into, it's very important for us to realize this and have that protection. Now, the second Passover is coming up probably the first week of May. So you still got time to do the second Passover and take the wine and the unleavened bread as the communion sacrifice for the protection of you and your family. Now, I'd like to go to the threshing floor of Ruth, where Boaz was threshing wheat. And you thresh the wheat to get a harvest of a crop. Now, Boaz was in the genealogy. He was the 30th from Adam. The genealogy that Jesus Christ would come through. Very important to have this threshing floor. People want to go read it. It's only four small chapters. But it's a type of the end times. It's prophecy. That threshing floor, to me, is under the dome of the rock. Is the rock that's under the dome today.
Yeah.
That threshing floor is very prophetic. And there is going to be threshing there that's going to go on, bring about a harvest in these upcoming times. Rest assured of it and watch for it. Rick, you're touching on it. You're touching on that a place,
yep.
That arena. It's going to be an arena. And there's going to be a lot of threshing going on. But that's very necessary. Threshing is necessary to get a good harvest. So get yourself right with the scriptures, with Jesus Christ, and let the chips fall where they may. But very important to watch that city in the upcoming times. Don't be distracted by other things.
That's right. That's right.
Very important to watch Jerusalem, as Jesus told us. Watch that city. That city is the barometer of the end of this age. So
that's why I say that the things they are not focusing in on in the media are the important things that we should be focusing on. So it's a topsy-turvy situation. You see, the exact opposite of what it appears to be, right?
Right. So you've got to really focus now on the threshing floor. what's going to go on there. Get yourself right with the second Passover. You can do the second Passover, beginning of May. Mm-hmm. And you know the ingredients. Take that for you, and you can take it in proxy for your family members or people that are close to you or people that you want to come under that umbrella.
Right.
Exactly. For the protection against the of the protection against the false one that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
This,
I agree.
This is the way he's going to protect you from the death angel. Death.
Right.
It's going to be death when our people accept
spiritual Satan death
as yeah. Jesus. That is true death, Rick.
Amen.
Not for eternity, Amen. But until the millennium. They won't be able to change until then. Thank right. you, Rick, for the time, bud.
Thank you, Joe. Well said. Okay, we'll be back, folks, hey, in just a couple.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
Thank you for that. Rod Taylor and Yvette Mimeo, Sebastian Cabot, Whit Bazell, Tom Helmore, and Doris Lloyd in the Time Machine. I appreciate all of you. Just want to mention a couple of things before I take another call. Arkansas University accused of honoring a Holocaust denier with a new scholarship. Can you imagine? This man is a scientist, too, apparently, And this particular professor who's involved in this just apparently differs with the official narrative of the Holocaust story. And because of that, this professor apparently has become persona non grata. And the university has been singled out by the ADL as one of those who must do penance, who must do some act of contrition to the ADL and the mob. So so you'll know that that's just another example of the synagogue of Satan at work, okay? And you get that message very clearly. Also, an Israeli living in L.A. allegedly murdered by a fellow Israeli who owed him money. Now, that I believe. That I will believe. Oh, my goodness. Can you believe it? Oh, and it never ends. It never ends. Well, it will end when Yeshua Messiah comes and thus put it to a conclusion, a finality. All right, let's go to Reese in New York now. We have another caller. Reese, come on up.
Yeah, good afternoon, Rick. I don't have much time, so I'll just have to give some bullet points here.
Go ahead.
Regarding the Notre Dame. Regarding Notre Dame. Now, just to qualify it, I happen to have pretty extensive construction management background, and I'm very familiar with site safety protocols. I can tell you this much. It is impossible that a fire in a national monument of that magnitude could ever occur, and if it did, it would be nothing more than a little corner fire, maybe in a garbage can, before it was quickly put out. There are extremely stringent safety protocols on a national monument or anything that contains priceless artifacts, such as a museum. So this had to have occurred. There was no work going on that day. Site safety protocol was confirmed. I heard it, that all the electrical in that area was shut down, meaning they have a sub panel. So there's no electricity that can say, oh, an old extension cord caught fire. Even if it did, they would have had smoke alarms and fire safety watch on site at all times to monitor it. So this, we're being sold more crap spread on a cracker, which is usually when we get, such as after 9/11. What the public is also not being told, Rick, I'm sorry to talk. I just don't have much time. I want to get a few things out.
Go ahead. I understand.
Right.
Go ahead. You got
all right. They're going after any remnants of the old traditional faith, meaning traditional Christianity, which French was a bulwark of. The Crusaders used to be receive their benediction, their blessing, before going to fight against the Muslims during the Middle Ages at Notre Dame. And also here in a New York City area, we had an old Serbian Orthodox cathedral burned down on Easter Sunday 3 years ago, I believe it was, even a worse blaze than Notre Dame. So you're being sold a bunch of lies, and they're suppressing massive amounts of information, such as last year alone,
thank
there was 800 attacks
in France. Day, so-called Italian that was supposedly going to be blowing up St. Patrick's Cathedral, well, or whatever. Anyway, more of it every day, more lies, more frenzy, more pandemonium, folks. It's all leading up to something big. We'll come back, God willing, talk about it more again next week on the next edition of the Rick Adams Uncensored Radio Show. Until then, may Yahweh bless his elect.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.